Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Hello everyone, I hope you're enjoying today's program here on Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome. Right now we're going to talk about what makes a song worth remembering for the next episode of the series Faith That Functions, right here with me, Pastor Gordon Naumann. Our text is Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40, and from the English Standard Version our text reads, "And when the time came for the purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who are waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." Memorable songs come in all shapes and sizes. Most of them share some basic reasons for remaining memorable, having to do with the beat perhaps, the melody or lyrics that stand out, the repetition. Some of them are memorable because of the setting in which they're heard, like We're Walking Through the Air from The Snowman, or When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio, the first few opening bars of which accompany the beginning of the Disney logo on every DVD they put out. Ever notice that? Some songs are memorable because of what they represent, such as our national anthem, God Save Our Gracious Queen. We don't sing it often, but when we do, we seem to know the words, hopefully, be it during the Queen's speech, the 25th of December, standing in your living room, or in a stadium with thousands of other citizens before a rugby game. But if there ever was a song worth remembering, it is our Nunc Dimittis from page 165 from the Lutheran Service Book. For no matter from what realm you are from, Christians from all over the world will be joining together to sing this Christian song, repeating the words of Simeon, who got to see Jesus as he was first presented to the priest at the temple in Jerusalem. This old man, Simeon, was graced with a vision of the Christ child, only 40 days old. He held the Messiah in his arms, and the Spirit opened up his mouth to speak that which we believe is such an important message. It is part and parcel of our liturgy for all time. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. It was revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he saw the Savior. Now he could depart in peace. But these words reveal a powerful reality for us also today. Again, it's a song to be remembered not only for its setting, but also for what it proclaims to us. The Song of Simeon rings through the ages, validating our departure in peace. The song to depart in peace could ring only when the law had been fulfilled. Mary and Joseph, of course, do everything that is in their power to ceremonially act faithfully according to the law. The law required the presentation of the firstborn and the sacrifice of a lamb, Exodus 13. The sacrifice was to be made for Jesus, but ironically, this one time the sacrifice would have also been made to Jesus, God's own Son, the Lamb of God. So the couple come to Jerusalem, and what we are to see here also is that the whole law had to be fulfilled in order for the likes of us, who are also to be made at peace with God. We try to keep to our own ceremonies these days, don't we? Perhaps we end up convincing ourselves that the frequency with which we attend church probably adds a few points to our score and culminates in a gold star in God's book. But we still fall short of being obedient to God's word. We disobey God's law, and our sin continues to make us enemies with God. Essentially, if we are to keep our peace with God, we need someone else who is able to obey the law for us. Here we see the importance of Jesus fulfilling the law. Jesus is that someone. And by the end of this day, even for us, we are to understand that the ceremonial law of the firstborn has been kept. And by the end of this child's life, he will have kept all of God's law perfectly. Because this is true, today it stands that he has kept the law for us. He stands even now before God, on our behalf, in our stead. The song to depart in peace rings true to those who need consolation and redemption. That's all of us. Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was promised that he would not die until he saw the Christ. That was his great comfort in life because he knew God's people Israel needed consolation. And let us not forget the prophetess Anna, the poor widow who spent all her days in the temple trusting God's promise. When she sees Jesus, she proclaims him the redemption of Jerusalem. Yes, Jerusalem needed to be redeemed, and so do we. We need consolation and redemption as well, not just our world, you and me. It's been a few weeks now. Do you remember what you got for Christmas? What kind of a year was it for you? Was it all about you, or was it all about someone else? Ironically, the point is that the fact that I can ask that question shows us our sin. Like probably most of you, I had a real feeling of family and fellowship this last Christmas and New Year. Where did that feeling go? Did it go away with the rest of the decorations on the 6th of January? Am I now officially less festive now that we're well into Epiphany and Christmas is disappearing somewhere near the horizon? I don't know. I don't know why that happens. But it's seeing this need that we then sing to the Lord, and at seeing Christ, we sing to him. It's important to note that Simeon was moved by the Spirit to recognize Jesus from all the other baby boys presented at the temple. For as Jesus pointed out later, many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see, but did not see it. Luke 10. The question then is, along with Simeon, what do we see? And later on, the Emmaus Road disciples who broke bread with Jesus also needed to have their eyes opened. Are your and my eyes truly open to Christ, who promises to be present here among us in the bread and wine as we kneel at his table and break bread together? Having seen, Simeon prays to God the Father while holding God incarnate, his salvation, in his arms. The song rings marvelous but true. The song to depart in peace rings out to all nations, Jews and Gentiles. That means each of us as well, all inclusive. This good news to all nations begins moving the light of God's presence away from the Jerusalem temple to the body of Jesus as God's temple, where we are united with him, at peace with him. Peace with God also brings peace among us, seeing one another as souls redeemed by this child. We see his body, we consume his body, we become his body, we are his body. The song to depart in peace also rings out in the journey to the cross. Peace with God is secured through this sword. The cross looms in this child's future. Thus Mary's soul will also be pierced as a mother by his death, something no parent should ordinarily have to go through. She would necessarily see her own child die for the sins of the whole world. and Mary had to grasp this herself if she were to grasp her own salvation in God, if we want to put it that way. It's hard, but this is the very way by which God promised to bring peace to the world. Someone had to be the mother. Mary was the Israelite chosen. And so from her offspring did sin between God and man become removed and bring us peace, just as the cross of Christ has done. A cursed instrument, yes, but by it the hearts of many will be healed. The hearts of many will also be revealed. Many will reject Christ. They will not believe, and they are the ones happy to cry out, "Crucify him," with no regrets. Not yet, anyway. They fulfill the prophecy also made by King David from Psalm 118, verse 22. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. More still will simply stand scandalized, but many by the grace of God will see Jesus as the crucified Messiah. They will trust in him as the one who takes away the sin of the world and be saved. Simeon spoke and all of Christendom picked up on his words. Yes, this is why his song is one to remember. For despite our struggles in life, by our salvation in Christ, we do depart in peace. Not only do we truly see our salvation, but we also drink it, eat it, and so live it. Simeon spoke it, Anna repeated it, and we shall sing it in chorus with the church until Christ comes again. Thanks be to God. Amen. You've been listening to Faith That Functions. Thanks for tuning in. The podcast of this program is also available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. My name is Pastor Gordon Naumann. I serve the Lutheran Church in Cardiff, Wales, St. David's, and you can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. I hope you've enjoyed this week's message. If you want to hear more, tune in next week as we have a look at Isaiah chapter 58, where we will learn more about what it is for there to be a day acceptable to the Lord. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon on Lutheran Radio UK for another episode of the series Faith That Functions.